What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. April is Jazz Appreciation Month. April is also the month we celebrate the birthday of Freddie Hubbard, one of the most important jazz musicians connected to the Indiana Avenue scene. Today, Freddie Hubbard is known worldwide for his mastery of the trumpet and flugelhorn. When Freddie died in the year 2008, he left behind an enormous catalog of recordings, both as a session leader and a sideman. There's no doubt that Freddie was a star band leader in jazz music, racking up rave reviews and hit records with his solo releases. But Freddie also had a prolific career as a sideman in jazz, performing on dozens of classic sessions with some of the most important musicians in jazz history, including John Coltrane, Dizzy Gillespie, Sonny Rollins, Max Roach, Quincy Jones, and many others. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the anniversary of Freddie Hubbard's birth by looking back at some of the landmark jazz recordings he performed on as a sideman. As a sideman, Freddie performed on a wide variety of jazz sessions, from hard bop dates with Hank Mobley and Dexter Gordon, to more experimental recordings with Eric Dolphy and Andrew Hill. In fact, Freddie was one of the most daring musicians of his generation, appearing on several genre-defining avant-garde jazz records. In 1960, he performed on Ornette Coleman's groundbreaking LP, Free Jazz, A Collective Improvisation. And in 1965, Freddie performed on John Coltrane's Ascension. Freddie was unquestionably one of the most versatile players in jazz music, as you'll hear on this week's show. And Freddie always remained true to his roots here in Naptown. Freddie Hubbard was born in Indianapolis on April 7th of 1938. He attended Arsenal Tech High School on the Near East Side of Indianapolis. And by the time he graduated in 1956, he already established himself as a rising star in the Indianapolis jazz scene. Freddie was playing in Indiana Avenue clubs like George's Bar while he was still in his teens. But Freddie's ambition was as big as his talent. And in 1958, at age 20, he left Naptown for New York, the biggest stage in jazz music. Freddie was a hit in New York, quickly making connections with the biggest names in jazz, including Herbie Hancock. In 1962, Freddie performed on Herbie Hancock's classic debut album, Taking Off. We'll listen to a track off that record next. Released by Blue Note Records, this is Herbie Hancock with Watermelon Man, featuring Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the April 7th birthday of the late Naptown jazz master Freddie Hubbard. We're looking back at Freddie's classic work as a sideman in jazz. We just heard Freddie's performance on Herbie Hancock's Watermelon Man, released by Blue Note Records in 1962. Freddie recorded many classic sessions with Blue Note during the 60s, including three albums with vibes player Bobby Hutcherson. Up next, we'll hear a track from Bobby's 1965 album, Dialogue. This is Ghetto Lights, featuring Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Freddie Hubbard's rise to stardom in jazz music coincided with the rise of the civil rights movement in the United States. In 1964, Freddie wrote a composition dedicated to the activist group CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality. Freddie recorded the song with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers on the album Free For All, and we'll listen to that track next. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the April 7th birthday of the late Naptown jazz master, Freddie Hubbard. We're looking back at Freddie's classic work as a sideman in jazz music. And we just heard a 1964 recording of Freddie Hubbard performing with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Freddie recorded 10 albums with the Jazz Messengers during the 1960s. Up next, we'll hear a live session Freddie recorded with the avant-garde jazz vocalist Leon Thomas. From 1980, this is Leon Thomas and Freddie Hubbard performing One.
If we all could love one another, all the world could be as one. Just take time to love one another, all the world could be as one. Black man, white man, standing together, no more fighting to be done. Yellow, red man, dancing together, all the world could be as one.
Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music featuring Freddie Hubbard after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. April is Jazz Appreciation Month. April is also the month that we celebrate the birthday of Freddie Hubbard, one of the most important jazz musicians connected to the Indiana Avenue scene. On this week's show, we're celebrating the anniversary of Freddie Hubbard's birth by looking back at some of the landmark jazz recordings he performed on as a sideman. We started this week's show with one of Herbie Hancock's classic collaborations with Freddie Hubbard. Freddie Hubbard and Herbie Hancock recorded together many times over the years. Up next, we'll hear another example of their work together. From 1964, this is Herbie Hancock with Cantaloupe Island, featuring Freddie Hubbard on cornet. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was Herbie Hancock with Cantaloupe Island, featuring Freddie Hubbard on cornet. On this week's show, we're celebrating Freddie Hubbard's birthday anniversary by looking back at some of the classic jazz recordings he performed on. Up next, we'll hear a track from Wayne Shorter's 1965 album, Speak No Evil, widely considered to be a jazz masterpiece. This is Wayne Shorter with Wild Flower, featuring Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We just heard Wayne Shorter with Wild Flower, featuring Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. On this week's show, we're celebrating Freddie Hubbard's birthday anniversary by looking back at some of the classic jazz recordings he performed on. Freddie performed on three important albums from saxophonist John Coltrane, including Coltrane's 1961 release, Olé. From that album, we'll listen to the track, Aisha. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we've been celebrating the anniversary of Freddie Hubbard's birth by looking back at some of the landmark jazz recordings he performed on as a sideman. Freddie Hubbard was born on April 7th of 1938, and he passed away on December 29th of 2008. Over a decade after his death, Freddie remains one of the most celebrated trumpet players in jazz history and one of the greatest icons of the Indiana Avenue music scene. We'll end this tribute to Freddie Hubbard with his 1962 collaboration with pianist Bill Evans. From the album Interplay, this is Bill Evans with When You Wish Upon a Star, featuring Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. Thanks for tuning in to our birthday tribute to Freddie Hubbard. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week. Same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.